Your Radio, Hampshire College.
Hello, folks. Wow. Some kind of echo going on in here. Forgot about that. Hey, how's it going? My name is Henry Epp. I am your host of tonight's show, North American Psychotherapy. Thank you for listening. So, I'm back in the yurt again, another week. Here we are, doing the show. I'm going to turn down this music. That's what I'm going to do. I get a little frazzled every time I come in here for whatever reason. It's just like getting everything together all over again, and it's crazy. But yeah, welcome. I am occupying the yurt. Here we are in the yurt. I am occupying it much like how I occupied Wall Street just this weekend. I was there. I was there at the Occupy Wall Street rally. Yeah, it was great. It's happening. I was really skeptical at first of Occupy Wall Street. I thought it was, you know, a bunch of crust punks hanging out in a park in the financial district, and thought it wasn't very legitimate. But I went down there and it is. It's happening. And it's received some mainstream attention now. Which I think is really good. It deserves that. It's something that's really big. It's something that's gonna kind of affect how the political system works in this country. And so there are a lot of people there that are anarchists, communists, socialists of different varieties. And while I don't think at the core that any of those things are evil or bad, I think they all have some good ideas, but as systems of government don't necessarily function that well. And I think the main thing that the media kind of has latched on to Occupy Wall Street, the main thing that they've been talking about is asking just what do these people want? What do they want? Like, what are they trying to achieve by staging a protest? What are they trying? What is their 3-second soundbite? And the fact that there isn't one, and that the media hasn't yet completely created one for it, is a testament to how strong this movement is, I think. That there's actually, it's a lot of things. It's people airing their grievances in public, in a public space, and hoping that the government, our democracy, quote unquote democracy, what we're supposed to be doing is taking part in our democracy. That's the whole idea, that it's not a stagnant thing. And all too often in this country, democracy is stagnant. It's simply the people we elect going about their business and not necessarily thinking about the best interests of the people, no matter how much they say they are. And isn't that what democracy is? Isn't a bunch of people getting together and saying that they're upset about the quality of life in this country and in the inequality of life, really? Isn't that democracy? And hopefully politicians will listen, you know? And I think what's really important is, in a lot of ways, Occupy Wall Street is very, very similar to the Tea Party, just in that, you know, it's a bunch of people getting together with that are upset about things, and it's people kind of cut from the same economic cloth, essentially, people that aren't the top 1% of people that control the wealth in this country. And the thing that happened with the Tea Party was that it was co-opted by the Republican Party and just became this weird base of the Republicans that elected a lot of strange people that I think kind of took on the ideals of the Tea Party but didn't really take on what it in its essence stood for. And so I think that's a lesson. I've been reading articles about this. That's a lesson that that Occupy Wall Street can learn from, that it shouldn't have definite leaders. It shouldn't become a party or a political institution, and it definitely should not be co-opted by the Democrats or the Republicans, for that matter, or any political party or any politician, really. I think anyone who's been in the political system should not be a part of it. I saw a clip from Occupy Minneapolis, where I'm from, and the big news was that the former governor, Jesse Ventura, visited Occupy Wall Street because he agreed, or Occupy Minneapolis because he agrees with the protesters, but he's part of the reason that we got into this shit, and so he has no right to be there, in my opinion. Anyways, where was I going? Oh my gosh, I'm sorry for talking so much. I will get to music momentarily. I felt like there was something else I needed to say. Yes, it's democracy. You know, hopefully, I think what really should be achieved by this movement is that the politicians listen and realize that their public is upset and that they enact legislation accordingly to right some of the wrongs that their constituents feel are present in this country. And that's what democracy is. That's all there is to it. It's not that complicated. And Occupy Wall Street is doing a great job. I'll have more on that as the show goes on. But right now, I'm going to stop talking for a bit and play some music. Here's a song. I'm trying to play songs that I haven't really played much on my iTunes, like things that have less than like 5 plays. So this actually is a very popular song, but has no plays in my iTunes library. Here it is.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your gentle hip and the way you like the jaggers. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie? Did you have to go to jail? Put your house on up for sale? Did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't catch a thing. I hope you find the right man who'll fix it for you. And now you're stopping. And anywhere, change the color of your hair. And are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine? As you were dodging all the time, are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your gentle head and the way you like the dregs. I want you to come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie. Valerie. Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, Well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hair and the way you light the daggers. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Why don't you come on over, Valerie?
That was Repyrt Yad, a cover by the Budos Band. And if you want, I can spell it out for you. The name of the song is the backwards, the name of another song that you might recognize. REPPIRTYAD. Figure it out. And before that was the late, great Amy Winehouse with Valerie. And a version, I was expecting a different version. Clearly, I've never played that on my iTunes, even though it's there. Because I wasn't expecting that version. It was a little more mellow, a little down to earth, whatever. I'm missing the words here. But yeah, that's a little music for you. I forgot at the top of the show I was going to just give a little background on what this show is. If you listened to the show last week, and thank you if you did, if you're listening again and you listened last week, that's awesome. Last week was sounded much more scripted. It was very, I'd like to call it produced. And the majority of the show was storytelling pieces. Two stories told by Hampshire students and one commentary sort of rant piece by myself. I'm also a Hampshire student. I'm not accepted from that. So yeah, yeah. And that those episodes, those produced episodes are part of my Division III project at Hampshire. And those will be happening about once a month. So the next one should be in very late October, although that would technically be twice this month, or early November. And I can tell you that the theme of the next produced show will be rebellion. And one of the pieces will be a piece made up of sound and interviews and things like that that I conducted and did at Occupy Wall Street this past weekend. I don't know if I mentioned it at the top, but I slept at Occupy Wall Street, and it was pretty interesting. I think it's gotten enough mainstream attention now that like tourists are very aware of it, and it's also like right next to Ground Zero, the former World Trade Center site and current site of a bunch of big buildings being built. So there's a lot of tourists down there, and it was very strange. I slept there on Saturday night with my friend Andrew. He slept on a donated apron and covered by a space blanket, which is like a, I don't know if you don't know, it's like a shiny plastic, it's a very thin piece of plastic that it was apparently decently warm. I had brought a sleeping bag, so I slept in that, but you know, still on concrete. And it was very strange to wake up in the morning and see all these, because we kind of slept on the very outer edge of the protest. So we woke up in the morning and there were like, you know, random tourists walking by and taking pictures of us and all the other people there. But yeah, where was I going? Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm just crazy with the tangents tonight. If you're listening out there, please let me know. If you're Facebook friends with me, give a holler. You can text me. Or I set up an email address for this show. It is napshow@gmail.com. NAPSHOW@gmail.com. And if you've got a request, you're going to want to hear something. You want to hear something goofy, something crazy, something funny, something moving. I suppose we could do that too. Whatever you want. Send it one of those ways. napshow@gmail.com. There's also, I'm setting up like a blog, I guess, for this show. And that is napshow.wordpress.com. And I have two posts. There are two posts there. And zero people have visited the site. So you can be the first. If you are the first visitor to the site, I won't have any way of telling who you are, but I'll give you something. You'll get a present. So be excited about that. Yeah, so just going to keep going along. Oh, yeah, so the other thing I was going to explain. So once a month, there's going to be kind of fancy storytelling, fancy show, produced, sounding good, scripted. And then every other week, it's going to be like this. Maybe some other things will happen. On the non-produced shows, I'll write something that I want to share. But it'll probably just be me doing this, talking into a microphone, playing some music, taking your requests, doing that kind of thing in the yurt every Wednesday night, 8 p.m., North American Psychotherapy. Gonna keep doing it. Let me know you're out there. All right, here's a song. We'll be right back.
quero encontrar o sono que eu perdi. Correntes fortes em todo lugar, mudando tudo quando tudo está no tom pra ter um fim. Olhos não aguento sal, Recifes a 90 graus, e o seu beijo amargo de giló, e seu beijo amargo de giló.
That was Sue Jorge, and it's from the soundtrack to the movie The Life Aquatic, and it's a very good soundtrack. It's very Wes Anderson ish-esque, you know, because like, hey, look, it's this guy singing all a bunch of David Bowie, but in Portuguese. Crazy. But it's a good movie, as I recall. I don't think I've seen it since I was like 15 or something. But it was a good movie then, so it probably is, unless they like changed it radically, or if I changed radically, it's probably still all right. Yeah, so gonna keep going here. Got a couple people saying they're out there, so hello to all you people out there. Got a request to say the name of the blog for the show again, and that name is, let me, if I remember it, it's napshow, N-A-P-S-H-O-W, at, no, that's wrong, napshow, N-A-P-S-H-O-W, dot WordPress dot com. I do not have the money to buy a real domain name, but, maybe someday. And I have like a real job or something. So look forward to that. It's not going to happen for a while, but look forward to it. Yeah, what else is going on? Yeah, let me know if you're around, if you're listening, if you've got something to say, if you've got something you want to listen to. I got one email. Guys, one email. You can email me at napshow, again, N-A-P-S-H-O-W. At gmail.com. I got an email from COCA, which is really exciting, the Council on Community Activities. So someone on COCA is listening and using the COCA email account, or maybe they're all listening at their meeting. I don't know. Something's happening. Something's happening here. What it is very clear. COCA is listening to this show. That's what I have to say. And so this is what COCA sent to me. They said, bringing the nightmare to 893 West Street this October 28th, Hampshire Halloween. Save the date, folks. Maybe this song can get everyone pumped. So this is a request by COCA. Make everyone happy, COCA. Here we go.
Now I have a story that I'd like to tell about this guy. You all know me and he's scared as hell. He comes to me at night after I crawl into bed. He's burnt up like a weenie and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day, and even if it's hot outside, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. It was a Saturday evening, if I remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night. So the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movie. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to ill, buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. It was burning in my room like an oven. My bed soaked with sweat and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
you are the living letter, and now you must die.
Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz. Got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming, then thought, oh, I get it, I must be gaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. You thought the
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But give me a call, man, maybe we'll hang out next week. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. Said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, but threw the covers with his claws. Tried to get me, but my alarm went off. And then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway. Until I noticed those rips in my sheets. And that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Oh man, I gotta call Jeff. I gotta call Jeff. Come on, come on. Come on, Jeff, answer. Come on, man. Man. Jeff, wake up, Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning.
Listen,
what
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me.
No,
don't
no.
go to sleep,
I'll
Jeff.
To you
Jeff,
I'm Jeff. Going to bed.
Walking through the heart.
All right, that was the incredible, legendary Kate Bush with the incredible and legendary song "Wuthering Heights," based on none other than the infamous movie "Wuthering Heights." Just kidding, the book. It's a book. It's a song about a book. And before that was "Nightmare on My Street" by the equally incredible and talented and dorky Will Smith. That was a request from the Council on Community Activities, the organizers of Hampshire Halloween, reminding you that Hampshire Halloween is coming up October 28th, and I will remind you that the Stimulus Package, a very good band, is going to be playing that very same show. We're going to be playing it. It'll be good. You should check it out. What else is going on? People are yelling at me on the internet. Not really. Max was playing Tetris, but now he's listening. And other stuff's going on. I remember what I was going to say. Of course. Duh. So once a month, as I said earlier, there's going to be a more produced version of this show where I write a script, I gather some stories of people, and do my own radio style, fancy public radio style pieces. And that'll be coming up in a couple weeks. I will let you all know when the actual air date is, but I just want to give a shout out to all of you out there interested in telling stories. The next show's theme is going to be rebellion. So if you've got a story about rebellion, whether it's, you know, running away from home as a kid or doing something that at the time you thought was very rebellious but turned out to be really stupid, or whether you did rebel in some way, and it was actually a good thing. No matter whatever it is, whatever your story is, please let me know. You can email napshow@gmail.com, and if you're at Hampshire, we can set up a time to record it, or you can write it out, and I'll speak it for you if you feel more comfortable with that. If you're not at Hampshire and you have a story to tell, you can also email me at Gmail, and we can work something out. I know there are ways to record over Skype if we wanted. We could Skype and we could record the conversation or what you have to say and turn that into a radio story. A lot of things could happen. So, stories about rebellion, let me know. napshow@gmail.com. Got a couple songs. Going to play like three songs all together right here. So let me know if you've got any more requests. I should be here, I think, at least until 9. But if no one comes in, as is what happened last week, I'll stick around for a little bit. But here's a band that's playing in Northampton this weekend. They're great. Man, Man. And after that will be some request from my little sister.
Need to find mind what you thought you left behind in a past life. I won't question why the only life that you have you give away. She feels like a stranger has come in the night, stolen her life, left her with it.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California, well, to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulfstream waters. For you and me. As I went walking down that ribbon of a highway, I saw the meek of that endless skyway. Now I saw below me that for you and me. Yeah.
Right, that was, of course, Neil Young. Who else? Tell me why. Tell me why, Neil. And before that was This Land Is Your Land, covered by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. And before that was Man Man, who are playing live at the Pearl Street Theater in Northampton, I believe maybe tomorrow. Oh, I should go to that. Yeah, so check them out. I hope to. Yes, I really would like to do that. They put on a good show. Yeah, so it's almost 9 o'clock, which means I'm almost out of time. Clearly spent a lot of time talking, a lot of time playing music, and our time together has just flown by. So assuming that the people who are scheduled for the 9 o'clock show come in, this is going to be my last set of songs, two songs. And if they don't, I'll come back on the air and keep talking. But so just in case I don't come back, thank you for listening. Tune in every Wednesday from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, just like you're doing right now. Listen to this show, play some music. Tell me what music you want to hear, because that's always fun. Listen to some talking and music and things, and once a month, stories and professional sounding radio pieces. So yeah, thank you again for having nap time with me. Good old nap time. Everyone should take more naps with me, your host, Henry Epp. Oh yeah, of course, business. If you have a story about rebellion, please send that to me. Send me a proposal of some kind or idea that you have to napshow, N-A-P-S-H-O-W, at gmail.com. Or find me. If you know my number, you could text me or find me on Facebook. There's so many ways. There's a plethora of ways to reach me and tell me that you are interested in telling your story on this show in about, well, less than a month, probably like 3 weeks. And it better be a story about rebellion, or I will rebel against you, and it won't be pretty. Yep, that's what I have to say. All right, so assuming that the people come in, these are my last two songs. One is a completely guilty pleasure, and I got to do at least one of those every show, and then the next one is a real song that's I like a lot. And that's not okay, I like both of them. The first one is a little silly. Second one, I don't know, has more artistic gravitas. I don't know. That's for you to judge. Here goes. Thanks for listening.
And you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far. We'll be right back.
Thank you.